Okay. What was the stimulus or inspiration behind this production?
I think for me, the inspiration for Senang actually came while I was researching another play that I wrote called Sisters, that was based on the myth of Sisters Island. And when I was researching that, I kind of stumbled upon the historical riots that took place on Pulau Senang, the prison riots that took place in 1963 there. And I thought it was a fascinating story, and I was wondering why no one had ever, no one talks about it or had ever written about it. There's very, very little literature on it, and yet it's such a dramatic piece and a kind of dramatic yet forgotten piece of history. And I just was wondering whether it was intentionally buried or people just, are forgetful and, even this piece of history and this particular story could be kind of, forgotten. So I was very fascinated because I think, well, partly because of the gory details, what happened on Senang kind of seemed to be out of almost a movie. And everyone I spoke to, and if I told them about this riot, they would all be shocked and be like, oh, I never knew that happened. And I think that people responded to it and responded to the story very strongly, and I always felt that it would be a really interesting play to take on. And also for me, because Sisters was an exploration of sisterhood, so I thought it'd be really nice to do a companion piece, a play about brotherhood. And I thought this piece would be kind of, if I wrote a play about Senang, that would be an ideal vehicle to explore the idea of brotherhood. So that was, I guess, the original impetus. I didn't act on the impetus for a long time because I think I was very intimidated by the idea of exploring that that period of history, and also I think more importantly what it was to get into the psyche of men, and not just men but criminals, and not just criminals but secret society members and gangsters from the 1960s. I think to me it seemed kind of insurmountable. How do you create realistic, authentic characters from that period of history, given that I'm so, my own experiences are so different from that. And so for that, I found that it was actually really helpful to think about it in terms of adaptation. And when I considered the different possibilities for adaptation, the ones that naturally came to mind were actually the idea of Paradise Lost by Milton. And this whole idea, I think the whole biblical idea of creating an Eden and then having that Eden lost because of humanity's fallenness. And then at the same time, taking the idea of brotherhood from the Chinese classic, The Water Margin, I thought would be actually a really nice frame to explore kind of brotherly ties or these, interesting characters who are very interesting and individuals in and of themselves, but when they come together, what happens between them and what do they create? How do they create a society and a kind of a paradise for themselves on their own? And then just the idea of taking these two texts and these two ideals, kind of almost a Western ideal and a Chinese ideal, and seeing how they clash, and because they clash, how they kind of, the whole idea falls apart. So for me, it was a very ambitious undertaking, but it was one that was a very exciting challenge. So it was an idea that I was kind of fascinated yet fearful of taking on.